May 28th, 2005 edition of World Bridges Live Wire. Welcome to World Bridges Live Wire for May 28th, 2005. Greetings from the Bozone, my basement here in Bow, New Hampshire. I hope eventually to get some nice polished audio intro stuff for this and other shows, but for now all you get is me playing with the sorted stuff. All right, we've got our first caller here on Global Chit Chat. Lev is calling, I believe, from Israel, but we're having a little audio connection challenge. Can you hear me, Lev?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. How you doing? What's going on at home, Lev?
Everything is fine, thanks.
Do I hear someone playing in the background?
Kids in the street.
Ah. Where are you calling from?
Israel.
Israel. Where in Israel?
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon. And what are you doing today?
Well, it's a day off.
Excellent, that's right, the day of rest.
You can say so.
I believe Kieran is standing by in the UK to tune in. I'm going to try to ask him to join the conference now, if you can hang on just a second. Have you listened to any of the shows, Lev?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, well, thanks. We've got a whole weekend of webcasting scheduled. We're starting with this hour of Global Chit Chat when people can Skype in from wherever and talk about whatever. And then in an hour, we're going to do a Music Bridge webcast playing some songs from different parts of the world. And then tomorrow, we've got a Media Sphere update. I'll be playing clips from podcasts and vlogs and talking about some news from that part of the media sphere. And then I've got an interview with PBC Liberal, who's a radio veteran who's spent a lot of time behind the mic and has been playing with podcasting lately. Kieran, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. How are you?
All right, what's going on in UK?
Not much. It's nice weather at the moment.
Yeah, finally got some nice weather here in Bow. It's been raining all week, but the sun is finally out.
Yeah, I think we had the hottest day of the year yesterday.
What temperature?
It was 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, my. What's the weather like in Ashkelon, Lev?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Only the Brits relate to it in a slightly different manner. I remember a headline in the Times, 76 Fahrenheit and no hope for relief.
No hope. Yeah, we're glad. We're up to about 65 degrees here, and we're very excited. So what that's about 18, 19 degrees.
Okay.
Beseder. Okay. Who's okay? What's going on, Lev? Oh, we lost Lev.
Did he go?
I don't know. He had to go.
Okay.
just you and me, Kieran.
Cool.
So a couple things I want to mention about the World Bridges stuff. We now have a newsletter that people can subscribe to and stay updated on what the programming schedule is. Have you subscribed yet?
I didn't know you had one. I'm on the site, right? Where is that?
On the left menu, you should see subscribe to the Wire newsletter.
Yeah, I've just seen it. I'll do it now.
Okay, no pressure, just because we've kind of been making up the schedule as we go along, so hopefully that'll let people know what's going to be on when it's going to be on. Had a couple people who might be able to join us today for Global Chit Chat, although I'm not sure. One is Khalid from Iraq, and he has a very cool blog called Secrets in Baghdad. It's at secretsinbaghdad.blogspot.com. And he's just a university student there who's kind of writing about what life is really like on the ground. So if he emails me, I'll give him a Skype out call. And also Jan, who is a prolific and varied artist from New York, who's interested in playing with webcasting stuff. So she may be tuning in. And Kieran, you had emailed me, hey, Lev is back. Let me get Lev is back. I just need to get him back into the conference here.
All right. It says blogger not found when I've gone to that guy's website.
Secretinbaghdad.blogspot.com.
Okay, is it secret or secrets?
It is secrets.
Secrets. Okay, I spelled Baghdad wrong.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky one to spell.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sorry we lost you, Lev. What happened?
Nothing. I just got a call on my ground line from Germany. My door has just landed there, and she says that it's even hotter than in Britain.
Ah. Well, glad
I don't know how comfortable
safely.
You are with centigrade. It's plus 35.
Oh, my. We may be getting a call from Germany later from Florian. So... What, the voice that we heard was coming from your landline?
No, it was a local noise.
Ah, okay.
One of the kids was talking on the phone.
I was just saying that we may be joined by someone from Baghdad. It's Secrets in Baghdad.
Interesting.
Dot
curious and curious. As
yeah,
I say.
I'm thinking that would be really cool if we could get some kind of live webcast going from Baghdad. I, for one, would be very interested in hearing kind of perspectives from on the ground in Baghdad. I know the information we get here tends to be very filtered by the media.
Yeah, it's true.
Filtered and skewed.
Indeed, indeed. What else did I want to talk about? Been working on a number of things with World Bridges, trying to get things a bit more organized, working on site design, should have a new logo coming online next week, trying to work on my audio introductions. You know, I listen to different podcasts and vlogs, and everybody has these really nice introduction audios, and I don't know much about audio, so I'm trying to learn enough so that I can sound a little cool with our audio intros.
You're miles ahead of me.
Ah, do you listen to many podcasts, Lev?
No.
No? What no. kind of for people who don't know anything about you? What kind of stuff do you do online and offline?
Conventional face-to-face teaching.
What kind of teaching?
Teaching English.
Teaching English. Ah.
Yeah.
What level are your students?
I have a few high school classes to teach, and I teach adults, students.
And have you done much online stuff with either with your students or otherwise?
I've done quite a lot of online teaching lately, I would say, for the last 6-7 years.
Have you played with audio or video at all?
No. I'm not a multimedia person. I believe in textual delivery more.
I don't know. Here you are webcasting globally to the world. I don't know if you can say you're not a multimedia person.
Well, within limitations.
Okay. Kieran, you had emailed this week and mentioned some possible interest in different webcasting things. What were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Basically, there's a competition on my site. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a competition for anyone who wants to enter. It's called Battle of the Music Arts.
And can you tell us your site address again?
www.westendradio.tk. I've actually got one of the entries songs if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to talk? I just need to get it set up. So.
Okay. So I believe West End Radio is a music site for high school age students. Is that correct?
No, it's for anyone, really.
For anyone.
Yeah.
And what kind of music do you feature?
It's all different types. That's like the competitions are about between all different types of music. We're not kind of like aiming it towards any certain genre.
And is this Battle of the Bands a one-time event, or is it going to be an ongoing...
We're going to try and do it as regularly as possible. We just need to get more entries in first before we can actually hold the competition.
Is there any kind of live, on-the-ground component, or is it all done on the internet?
No, it's all done on the internet.
Okay. And you have a clip to play for us?
Yeah, I'm just still trying to get it.
And just a reminder that coming up at 5 p.m. GMT, at the top of the next hour, will be a Music Bridge webcast, where we're going to be playing music from lots of different places around the world. All right, while Kieran's getting that queued up, what do you have planned for the weekend, Lev? Are you still there, Lev?
Sure am.
I was just asking what you have planned for the weekend.
Actually, my weekend is almost over because we have a different schedule of the week, and today is the main day off. Tomorrow is a working day.
Does Israel still pretty much do a six-day work week?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we have Friday and Saturday off. Sunday is like your Monday.
Right. Do you take pretty much all of the day Friday, or just starting at sunset?
Some work half a day, some have a day off.
What about your teaching schedule? Do you do any teaching on Friday or Saturday?
That's an interesting question. I could ramble a lot about it. I'm not sure you are ready to listen till the end, because we have some sort of a reform coming up next year where the whole country will switch to 5-day study week. There will be no studies whatsoever under the new plan on Friday.
Do you like that plan?
Nobody does. Parents don't, because they have to find an arrangement for their kids to be somehow taken care of.
Who's behind the plan? Is this kind of the orthodoxy who wants to do this?
You could say that if you call our Ministry of Education orthodoxy, because it's their idea. They got some funny team of business people who were asked to produce a document that would guide a reform in the system of education. Naturally, the main idea behind the proposed change was making the system work efficiently.
But in general,
from the business point of view. So it's a 5-day week, massive layoffs, and nobody talks about making class size smaller.
I would think the students like the plan.
What makes it very strange is the fact that nobody really seems to give a damn. Everybody is just so indifferent. I mean, the teachers are very unhappy, but everybody keeps shushu because no one wants to be the first to lose the job. And the parents don't seem to realize that the proposed reform is going to make their kids' lives miserable in the final score.
You know, last week, we talked about some EU politics with Conrad and Kieran. Sometime I'd love to do a show on Israeli politics, because I don't think there's any nation with politics as complex as Israel, internal and external.
Yeah, definitely so, because whenever you have two Jews, you have three political parties.
Right. And then, of course, you get two Jews and an Arab, and how many do you have there?
Quite enough, yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing, Kieran? Are you queued up?
This is from one of the DJs who entered.
Okay, so this is just one of the entries into your Battle of the Bands contest.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, my computer's playing up a bit.
Do you need more time to get things set?
Yeah, just 2 seconds, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, okay, alright.
Alright, here we go.
Tell me if you can hear.
I hear it very at a very low level, Karen. You know what we might try, Karen? If you can, if you, I can hear, but it's very low audio quality. I think if it's played at the source on my computer, we'd get better audio quality. Is there any chance that you can send me an URL to the MP3 or send me the MP3 and we can play it next hour during the Music Bridge show?
Yeah, cool. That's good.
Cool.
What's your address? I'll send it through Skype,
You can send it through Skype or you can send it to livewire@worldbridges.com.
Okay.
So, what were you up to this week, Kieran? Are you done with exams?
No, I've still got 2 in 2 weeks. 3 in 2 weeks.
Are you studying much?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Are you generally a good student?
Yeah.
All right, I'll believe you.
Yeah, you don't sound so confident.
And you're... Well, you're like in secondary school, high school kind of thing, right?
I finished high school. I'm in college now.
You're in college. Oh, that's right. You're studying a combination of majors that is absolutely going to guarantee you a great job, right?
But no, I'm not taking the degree yet.
You're
in England. We have high school, college, and then university.
How long does college last?
2 years.
Okay. And you don't have to declare a major for college?
No.
Okay. But you're studying, like, IT kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. I think they have them in Europe as well, A-levels.
How does the university system work in Israel, Lev?
You mean how it works or how well it works?
How it works, how the system compares to UK or the US or...
It's pretty much parallel to what you have in the States.
So you finish high school and you go right into university.
Yes, we don't have this idea of colleges as a preparatory step for the university. We do have colleges, but they just grant a bachelor degree. And university can offer you anything from undergraduate to postgraduate studies. We have 7 universities. A couple of weeks ago, the government decided to grant the status of universities to 2 colleges, bypassing the Commission for Higher Education, which wasn't a very smart decision, obviously. It was definitely a political decision. But we have lots of funny decisions here.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, what would your answer be to how well the system works?
It generally depends upon the department we are talking about. There are definitely world-level faculties. There certainly are some faculties which and departments which should be defined as third tier.
And
anything in between.
The system in Russia, which you're from Russia originally, yes?
That's right.
How does that compare to, in terms of structure, to Israel or the U.S. or U.K.?
Similar, but the but is that Russia used to live under the conditions of isolation for many decades, and so they weren't trying to create anything in parallel, or maybe they were intentionally trying to create something original that doesn't look like, you know, something opposed to the Western model. So you don't find degrees which can be directly compared to bachelor degree and master's degree. They have all sorts of programs which last from 3 to 5 years, and the degrees that you get are just not transferable and not translatable into what is assumed to be a degree under the Western system.
But my experience, I used to teach at an international university in Korea, and every yes. Russian professor I met just seemed extremely well-educated. And
absolutely.
I've been very impressed with the educational background of almost any Russian I've met.
Oh, the quality was fine. Till some 10 years ago, when everything started going down the drain.
So the whole opening up of the former Soviet Union has not been good for the educational system?
Due to a number of reasons. First of all, the funding became almost non-existent. Second, the best people in the trade just left because the borders were open, they became transparent, and the brain drain was terrible. Still is. Still will be.
What about the cost of education? How much do you pay, Kieran, to go to school? And how much does an average student in Israel pay?
I don't pay anything.
Because?
I go to a state school, which most people do.
And so education college is provided by the government. What about university?
No, we have to pay for that. £3,000 a year.
Wow. That's not bad at all. What's the cost of education in Israel?
I would say around $2,000 a year.
Wow. Very, very reasonable. America, for sort of a mid-level university, you're talking about $20,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. No.
For Harvard, $40,000 or more. Yeah. It's outrageous. I mean, people either have to go into major debt or not go.
Yeah, we're expected to go into $20,000 worth of debt, but that's for the whole thing. That's for the whole four-year course.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand as a society why we're not investing more in that kind of stuff as opposed to some of our other investments.
And we don't have to pay it back until we earn a certain amount.
Wow.
Well, it's paid off if you don't pay it within 25 years.
Wow. Now, in Israel, I'm assuming that there's a large subsidy from the government?
No.
Or that's just the actual cost of education?
Exactly. There's been a lot of talk about reducing the tuition. So far, it's been just talk. Nothing has been done.
Reducing it? $2,000 a year? I don't know. That seems...
Don't forget, we have a different level of life and the quality.
In terms of a standard of living?
Right.
Standard of living.
Do you have a coach behind you, Lev?
Yep.
And you also have a very different tax rate, don't you?
Yeah.
But what percent of income do Israelis pay in tax?
It's an interesting story. You sure you want to listen?
Sure. Hey, we're here for interesting stories.
It's okay. If you've only got one place of work, you pay a sort of, how should I put it? The more you make, the higher the percentage that you pay.
Okay, it's a progressive tax.
Yeah, that's what they call it. But if you find another place, then you just pay a flat rate of 50%.
Flat rate of 50%? That's kind of the lowest level?
Steep, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it costs a lot to run the country, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do you pay taxes yet, Kieran?
No, I don't pay taxes. As long as I'm in full-time education, I don't pay taxes.
Do you have any jobs while you're studying?
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard.
Ah, that's right. And you're going to Germany this summer, is that correct?
Yeah.
How much do you get paid for being a lifeguard?
£6 an hour.
All right. That's pretty decent.
Or if I do it with agency, £6.90.
If you do it with what?
With an agency.
Ah.
Which okay. is £6 for a 70-year-old an hour. It's like the best you could probably get.
Can't beat that. That's pretty good. Mm. To hang out at the swimming pool. Has swimming season started yet in UK?
It's kind of all year round over here. Don't really have. It's usually have a few in January. It's usually the winter months that are the swimming season for some weird reason.
Do you work at an indoor pool or outdoor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only a leisure pool, so it's smaller than a.
So, I saw that you tried to send me a file, Kieran, but somehow it didn't happen. When I clicked download, it didn't work.
Yeah, and I think it was really slow as well. It was only going at like 368p bits.
So yeah, you might try sending it through email.
Yeah, I was just gonna send you the links to some of the entries.
Okay, that would work. So, any other news from Israel we should know about?
Well, Israel is one of the places that never lacks in news.
That's amazing. For a nation of 6 million people, it's...
7 million.
7 million. Sorry, I guess there's been some procreating going on. what's
makes
in the news this
difference.
Week?
I'm kidding. Today there is no big news, luckily. No calamities.
Yeah, sometimes no news is good news, yes?
Absolutely, especially here.
Yeah.
No bus blown. No one killed.
How are people feeling about Sharon these days? And I know it depends very much who you ask, but I think
I hope you wouldn't ask.
from the outside, I mean, I think it's been very surprising to a lot of people that he's remained in power for so long and remained relatively popular.
It's just the lack of alternatives.
Huh. Who is the alternative these days?
The lesser evil, I would say.
Who's in charge of labor these days?
Good question.
Well, you're not even sure. He must not be a very exciting presence.
It's not exactly the party I'm interested in.
Ah, what's your party?
I think it's Shimon Peres.
Still?
Yeah.
Time to get some fresh blood in there, perhaps.
It didn't work out so well. They tried.
Yeah. Huh. Kieran, you just sent me these links.
They have music files on them. They're two quite different types of bands. One's more of a rock emu kind of band, and the other one's more of a he's a music student. So,
where would I find the link to the MP3 I should download?
Which one are you on?
Now I'm on neverlane.tk. What kind of music do you listen to, Lev?
Jazz.
Jazz?
Yep.
Is there such a thing as Israeli jazz, or is it mostly from overseas?
I would say there is. I'm not quite familiar with it. And what I listen to is KKJZ from Los Angeles.
KKJZ. So they have an internet radio station that you can listen to?
Absolutely.
It's a very cool millennium so far. All right, Kieran's typing away, giving me clues. Click on music. Kieran, I see how I can play the song, but I don't see an MP3 link.
Okay, so they've taken the privilege to download it off. Can you not just play it from there?
I can. And if I take a break between this and the music bridge, I might record it from that, just so I have it on my machine and I don't have to worry about any streaming issues.
Cool.
How are internet connections in Israel?
Internet connection is fine. We normally have 1.5 megabits.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you use, It's the broadband. I mean, do you use ADSL or cable?
ADSL, cable. And I would say that the distribution is slightly in favor of DSL at the moment, but cable is quickly catching up.
After living in Korea, which is just the home of broadband, they had kind of 90% penetration of broadband almost 2 years ago. I was shocked to come back to America and find out how many people were still using dial-up. How are the connections in the UK, Kieran?
They've just started to boom at the moment because they were really expensive. But, mine's 5 at the moment. It's 512, but it's going at 576 kilobytes per second, which seems to do, I think that's like the stand. That's most companies are offering slower than that, but you can get up to 3 megabytes here, I think.
Not bad, but not cutting edge. All right, any other comments or questions or thoughts anybody would like to share?
I'm afraid I will have to leave you now. There is somebody coming in a few minutes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah,
are you going to have a dinner party or something?
Enjoyable moment.
I'm sorry?
I say I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hope you can join us again. Have a nice dinner.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so anyone listening who wants to, who's in a band or anything, please go on to westendradio.tk.
Not that we know of. Haven't seen anyone in the chat. Let me check again. No. I don't know. If they're listening, they're shy. Now, you just sent me purevolume.com. What should I know about that?
Oh, no. It's gone on to it, hasn't it? From where you...
Okay. That's what I clicked on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to pause that. This, we can go ahead and play this now. Would you like to provide any intro to this music?
It's basically just it's a small band. I think they're all 17, I think. And they're from Wales, basically. I think that's all.
Right, we are a four-piece punk rock band hailing from the land of Wales. We're currently recording and writing our own material. So far, we have enough songs to record an EP, and it should be too long until the first visit to the recording studios are made. All right. This is Neverlane. And the name of the song is...
17.
Yep. All right. Here it is.
She's 17 and dressed cute. She'll not be at my spot. Better live to her shoes than what you see naked. She wanted me, so I still back to mine. But right now it's all it took, yeah, she's mine, oh mine. I know I'm not okay, cause I know I'm not alright. She makes me feel alright. She's 17, perfect for me, said she's 17.
right, that is 17 by Neverlane. I have to admit, I'm not much of a punk rocker, but that was all right.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you met these guys in person?
Yeah, I know one of them.
And they're 17 years old.
Yeah.
That's some pretty polished sounding music for a bunch of kids.
I've got to go. I'll be back in a second.
All right. I'm gonna close the global chit chat hour for now, and we'll be back on air in about 20 minutes with Music Bridge. I've got tunes from all over to play, including Poland, Argentina, Indonesia, China, and a bunch of other places. So those of you who are tuning in, please stay tuned in. I'll keep the stream up with a re-webcast of... I don't know what I'll keep the stream up with. But I will mention once again that we do have a subscription newsletter now. So if you'd like to stay informed about our webcast schedule and project progress, go to worldbridges.com/livewire, click on subscribe to the Wire newsletter. I promise you that this will only be used to send you information about our webcast schedule. I will never share this with anyone or use it for any nefarious purposes. All right, well, we'll be back on the air in about 20 minutes. Hope you can join us then and Skype in and talk about music from around the world.